Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I've lost count of the number of times in the last 22 years my husband was asked if he would still be vegan if I weren't around, as if he would run for the nearest steak if I weren't looking. There has long been a connection in the public's mind between eating meat and being masculine. Meat is macho, plant foods effeminate. Meat connotes virility, plant foods weakness. The media and those in the business of selling animal flesh reinforce these tropes with tired stereotypes and offensive ads, shaping the cultural perception that veggie burgers are for wimps, quinoa is emasculating, and tofu will cause men to grow breasts. Real men eat meat, so we're told. Now, at this point, I'm supposed to counter these cliches by pointing out the fact that bulls and gorillas build muscle by eating plants, and that countless vegan bodybuilders and endurance athletes are winning medals for their strength and speed and brawn. And while that's all true, that's still a pretty myopic view of what makes a man. Having strength isn't measured simply by the number of pounds you can lift. It's also about standing firm in your principles, having the courage of your convictions, and exerting control over your own choices. Conforming to social dictates and being afraid to challenge cultural stereotypes or eat kale doesn't exactly signify strength, autonomy, and independence. Taking responsibility, possessing a sense of honor, and protecting the powerless, all of these are traditional masculine attributes to be proud of, and none of them are strengthened by the consumption of animals. In fact, I would argue it's quite the opposite. Eating plants and sparing animals demonstrates consideration and respect for others and for self. My husband will tell you that he became vegan 22 years ago because it aligned with his intention to live simply and to let others simply live. It's his strength of character I admire most, and that doesn't come from eating a chicken. With a Perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.